Prelude. The optimist is right. The pessimist is right. The one differs from the other as the light from the dark. Yet both are right. Each is right from their own particular point of view. And this point of view is the determining factor in the life of each. It determines as to whether it is a life of power or of impotence, of peace or of pain, of success or of failure. The optimist has the power of seeing things in their entirety and in their right relations. The pessimist looks from a limited and a one-sided point of view. The one has their understanding illuminated by wisdom. The understanding of the other is darkened by ignorance. Each is building their world from within, and the result of the building are determined by the point of view of each. The optimist, by their superior wisdom and insight, is making their own heaven, and in the degree that they make their own heaven, are helping to make one for all the world beside. The pessimist, by virtue of their limitations, are making their own hell, and in the degree that they make their own hell, they are helping to make one for all mankind. You and I have the predominating characteristics of an optimist, or the predominating characteristics of a pessimist. We then are making, hour by hour, our own heaven or our own hell, and in the degree that we are making the one or the other for ourselves, are we helping make it for all the world beside. The word heaven means harmony. The word hell is from the Old English hell, meaning to build a wall around, to separate. To be held was to be shut off from. Now, if there is such a thing as harmony, there must be something one can be in right relations with. For to be in right relations with anything is to be in harmony with it. Again, if there is such a thing as being held, shut off, separated from, there must be that something from which one is held, shut off, or separated.